And a very good morning to you. It is 5 to 7. And this morning, I can certainly reveal that there is a new permanent presenter for the evening show on Cape Talk from 8 to 11 p.m. That's Sundays to Thursdays. And who is it going to be? Well, you'd have heard him on Cape Talk as a journalist. He then decided that he's had enough and he's moved into TV. He's done some amazing stuff in television and is now the, I believe, the bureau chief for the Mail and Guardian in the Western Cape. It's none other than, ladies and gentlemen, Damas met Fira, oh sorry, Damas en Yera, Lester Kibitz. And a very good morning to you, Lester. Wonderful having you on board again, my friend.
Good morning. You know, that introduction was a little bit too much, but thank you.
If you don't know me by now, then I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I've known you for almost 15 years. I knew exactly that's what you were going to do.
Lester, just tell us a bit about this journey of yours. You were at Cape Talk. You were at Prime Media. Just run us through this particular journey of yours.
Well, as I told some colleagues in the office the other day, is that when I came back to the Prime Media building earlier this week, and there were lots of familiar faces, that familial vibe was still there. It felt like I just stepped out for a 10-year-long cup of coffee. I went to Vita down the street. The queue was a bit long. And I eventually made myself back to Prime Media in Greenpoint. But it has been a bit of a journey for me after leaving the Cape Talk Eyewitness News team in 2008, wanting to try my hand at television and television reporting, which I've had an absolute blast with at ENCA over the last few years, covering from, you know, everything from floods and fires to, in the last few years of my time there at ENCA, covering politics, parliament, and of course the president. So it's been a really interesting journey for me, and I think I really want to just come back to talk radio, because I think that's where the conversation happens, that's where the debate happens.
For sure.
And of course that is where, you know, we want to build a society, but also engage and educate a society.
Well, you also know you're lucky when you land two jobs, right, at the same time, well, almost. So you're not only going to be doing the show, but you're also with the Mail and Guardian.
No, that's right. But look, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool reporter, journalist. I don't think I would have felt comfortable being out of journalism altogether. I still want to get down on the street and, you know, and rucking through the muck, as they say, and trying to tell those stories, those very important stories, you know, of particularly Cape Townians and South Africans. So it gives me an opportunity to still, while practicing those journalistic muscles, those reporter muscles, going out there with notepad and pen, and then at the same time, in the evening, coming back and trying to convey some of that message to a Cape Talk audience. I think it gives me a perfect opportunity to, you know, find the information during the day and contextualize that at night and make really good radio out of what my reporting day has been like.
So you've given us a bit of an inkling as to what we can expect between 8 and 11, but just a little bit more, spice on this particular masterpiece that you're going to be putting together at night. What else? What can we expect? What are you looking to do with that show?
Look, I see myself as being sandwiched between Bruce Whitfield and Sarah Jane King. So it's a bit like a mullet hairdo. It's the business in the front and the party at the back. So it's in the middle where we try and, you know, try and take a stock of it all. It's not going to be too serious. We know by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, South Africans have probably had their full of the ongoing and almost constant politics in South Africa. But while we're going to still keep things informed, we're going to keep things light, we're going to keep things irreverent, but also, more importantly, we're going to keep things conversational and entertaining. And that's essentially where we want to take the show.
You got me on irreverent. I like that. Now, everybody can obviously follow this journey. Hashtag Lester joins Cape Talk. You don't need any spelling help with any of those. So, Lester Kibitz, great having you on board, mate.
That's a pleasure, Keno. It was nice seeing you again.
Great chatting to you, Lester Kibitz, our new addition between 8 and 11.